This audio is from a private gathering in Reno in December 5th, 2019. این audio از یک گردهمایی خصوصی در رینو هست در تاریخ 5 دسامبر 2019.
In each moment, we can feel joy at no cost.
In each moment, can feel joy without any cost. Do you guys experience that? Do you believe it? Yeah, you have any comment? Go ahead.
You know, but for me, it was very clear that each moment that you are in the silence and there are no thoughts, so that's pure joy.
And you have access to it at any given time. You just don't visit it enough. Any other comment on that?
من اولش خواستم بگم آره من این تجربه کنم و توجه کردم دیدم دلیل شمایی.
منم همینطور.
دروغ چرا؟ آره. یعنی وجود شماست. حالا نه که حتما همیشه نزدیکتون مثلا در فاصله باشم، ولی وجود شماست که باعث شده این جوی در دسترس بشه.
آره. یا مثلا به یاد تو میام بعد. آره،
خدا رو شکر که منو داریم.
ولی من نمیتونستم بگم بدون دلیل.
Go to the region of your heart. تو چی سویلا جو؟
نه من جوی احساس
کنم.
گلی ندارم، پشوری ندارم با جوی.
آها. حتی موقعی که ذهنت خاموشه.
خاموش هم که تجربه نکرد. دروغ چرا؟ یه لحظات دیگه مگه ما تجربه کردیم؟ شاید خاطرم نمونده.
پس بذار امشب بذاریم برای تو. موافقی؟
خیلی ممنون.
ببین چشی تو ببن. ذهنت و افکارت و تمرکزت ببر به افکارت و فقط باش. ریلکس ها، این یک کار سختی نیست. فقط ذهنت و مغزت نگاه کن، حتی اگه فیزیکال باشه. میدونی که رو کلته، از تو کلت نگاه کن. خیلی ریلکس، بدونی هیچ تقلا و فشار، بدونی داستان سرایی. برای یک لحظه نگاه کن. اگه یادت رفت نگاه کنی، دو مرتبه نگاه کن. بدنت ریلکس، کانسنتریشنت اصلا نیستش، فقط یه نگاهه. کانسنتریشن رو ول کن، فقط یه نگاه ساده بیدم داخل. و چشت رو باز کن، احساس آرامش کردی؟
نه،
هیچی نبود. اوکی. این دقیقه جویه. چرا؟ برای که سارو نیست.
You said out in English.
This is the moment of joy. Why? Because there is no sorrow.
Because there is no sorrow. حالا این کار اگر خودت با خودت هر از گاهی که یادت میفته بکنی، خیلی برات نتیجه داره. براوو سهیلا تونست.
Sachin, I ask a question.
Yes.
So when we do the meditation, I feel a lot of peace, and it's just very quiet. And I know you just answered this, but there are times when I'm around you, and other times in my life where I feel, when I really am practicing, I guess a lot, where I feel joy, and I feel love, I feel something, and I crave it, and I have a harder time getting to that. I can get quiet, but I crave that, and I don't know how to...
I crave that. Okay. What you craving?
It's this, like, feeling of, like, that I'm, like, in this, like...
No, what you craving.
What am I craving?
Watch it.
Watch it. Okay. Mm-hmm. Okay.
Watch the desire of wanting it to keep it or wanting to have it. It is in your mind, right? The thought comes that I want to keep this joy, right? Just watch it.
Okay. You mean right now?
No. Right
now. Oh, in general, just be watching it.
You feel the joy right now?
I did feel it when you told me to watch it for a moment. That first moment, I was like, yeah, there it is.
Yeah.
Yay.
Yeah. Yeah, the joy you feel because your mind is quiet. Uh-huh. Sometimes you feel the joy, sometimes you feel silence. Uh-huh. For me, it's mostly silence. But after a long while of being in that position, everything feels joyful because there is no more interference of the mind.
That is so helpful.
I've been teaching that for years. Where have you guys been?
I've never the silence to joy thing. I just made it very more clear. There was just.
That's why when they think of me, they're happy.
Because they feel that?
Because it's not verbal. Because they get it in a silence. Now you know what to do. Any question do you have, Azizan?
شما
بسید نگاه کنم.
خب
افکار
بود
چی؟
حالا
الان برای
لحظاتی نبود.
ببین وقتی که همین کاری که من به تو گفتم دلیل این که افکار احساس نکردی به خاطر این که وقتی ساتسانگ هست شما نمیدونین چقدر قویه چقدر نیست تا اینکه توجه کنیم بهش. خب ذهنت آروم بود اینجا، ولی اگر که بازم thought بود همه کار میکنی آنن خالی میشه.
نگاه کردن
خیلی ساده، اصلا concentration هم بندازی دور. نگاه کردن با بودن یکیه، منتها بیشتر تنجبله، بیشتر میشه احساس کرد، بیشتر نتیجهش آنم میفهمی.
سجاده همون نگاهی
بی تقلیم. وقتی افکار خیلی هستن نگاه به ذهن میکنی، به کله میکنی، وقتی آروم هم میری تو قلب میشینه، ولی برای immediate emergency نگاه اینجا موفق تره. Because our nature is emptiness. Okay. حالا چقدر قلب بریم emptiness، چه ذهن بریم emptiness. منتها وقتی که تو شلوغی باشیم امتینس رو احساس نمی کنیم، ولی هر موقع که اراده کنیم، اگه تمرین کرده باشیم، اراده کنیم کم کم و کم کم یعنی امتینس هیچ نره، وایلنس هیچ نره، ولی ذهن هزار بامبولک از صبح تا حالا در برده. پس در این صورت ذهن نمیتونه اترنال باشه، ابدی باشه. باید چی میگم؟ نیچره یه بچه که تازه بنی اومده ذهنش خالیه، یعنی که he has the nature of the pure consciousness, the pure consciousness. حالا این دیگه باید این کارو بکنیم دیگه. و ستسنگ خیلی مهمه. الان شما فکر کنین 10 دقیقه اینجا بودین یا 30 دقیقه اینجا بودین، there is more opening if you don't allow it to shut. Satsang, it's Ramana really insists on satsang. This is one of the most, in fact, he says with art, a satsang with someone like himself is going to be almost impossible to accomplish it in one lifetime. That's his opinion. Now, just think of it. If we did not get together tonight, what would each one of you do?
I would be at an Indian dance class. And I really didn't want to go.
No, I don't mean it that way.
Oh,
your
sorry.
Activity. What I mean
is... Did you ask for
everything in, as usual. So, the satsang... ادامه باید داشته باشه چه گروهی تا اینکه فردی یعنی individually فردی بتونی accomplish کنی at all time or most of the time. So satsang is precious until you're stable to have satsang with yourself for a long time. And that happens.
That doesn't sound as good.
And then keep my company.
اون awareness، اون consciousness، اون ابدیه.
Consciousness is different than awareness. Consciousness is whatever you're conscious of becomes the world. Through your five senses and your mind. That's consciousness. We have pure consciousness, meaning it's only aware of itself because it has not had pictures on it. And then there is a world consciousness as you develop ideas. And so a child sees, is conscious of the whole world, but cannot... It doesn't have any memory to put it in any package. So once you're born, you're in consciousness. There is a cosmic consciousness, which is everything, everything, everything there is. Everything. And I mean everything, the stars, the other realms, and all of that. And then there is awareness. Now, what is awareness? As enlightened souls say it, and I have experienced it, and the knowledge came to me too, individually. Awareness exists without consciousness, but consciousness cannot exist without awareness. So the awareness we can say is the white canvas. Consciousness is contents of it. On top of it. So when we go to the pure consciousness, means individually is gone, like a baby that doesn't know it's a person. That's a pure consciousness. And then from pure consciousness, we realize we're not even the pure consciousness, we are the awareness.
So the pure consciousness, like eyes half open or like passive gaze?
You are no longer, you have realized you are not the body and the mind, and the mind became empty because of it. You know that you're only conscious of it. You are the witness. And then the witness goes. But the good part that I love, you will never know who you really are as awareness, because awareness cannot know awareness. It needs consciousness. And yet, consciousness cannot be aware of awareness, so it's impossible. But through dropping the body consciousness, you are that you are. You become I am that I am. Are you recording this? What is I am that I am? To me, I don't know about other people. Means the reality of I am is that I am. There is no anything else. This is it. This is it. There is no adjective, there is no world, there is no this, there is no that. But we have to start with emptying what we are not. And we have all of this meditation that I was just working with her, and all the wisdom to take us there.
The goal is to get to pure consciousness, and if it gets to pure consciousness at some point, it realizes it's the same as
it is. To give you encouragement, the moment she looked at her mind and it was empty, she was in pure consciousness. Mm-hmm. Because she could not be aware of herself as body and mind when the mind is empty. Mm-hmm. For that split second, she was not conscious of the universe. Like when we were in the retreat, the consciousness as we knew it was not with us, was it?
No.
It wasn't. Or when you guys are sitting here, does the world of your mind exist?
No.
Does the outside world exist? So you are closest to the pure consciousness. That's why satsang is important. Mm-hmm.
مثل قطره های آب که توی سنگ، هر چقدر سنگ صفر باشه، آخرش توی این قارا چیزایی به اون زیبایی عظمت رو ایجاد میکنه. کلمات شما و این حقایقش این تأثیر رو تو همه ما میذاره. یعنی این باید صد درصد این رو باور کردیم.
صد درصد.
یه مثال خیلی سادهش، من دیروز بود، امروز بود، سر یه چیزی بود، میخواستم یاد خودم بیارم که چه اشتباهایی که کردم. یکی داشت میگفت، همین فکرم پسره بود، مرد معلم این یوگا، گفت اشتباهایی که کردین. یه لحظه فکر خواستم بکنم اشتباه کردم، اصلا احساس کردم مثلا وجود نداره.
همین.
و من آدمی بودم که برای هر کارم هزار تا ایو و ایراد میذاشتم، برای یک ثانیه دیدم مثلا واسه تاک میمونم، یعنی رخنه میکنه. میخوام بگم این حرفای شما، حتی وقت هر چقدر ماها بالاخره 10 سال 12 سالم بمونیم، به نظرمون بیاد که هنوز کامل دریافت نکره، اینا رخنه میکنه و اثرش رو میزنه.
خرد which means wisdom. خرد مثل آب زلاله. ما یه پاپی آوردیم برای الهام، اسمش گشتیم چند مدرسه، من خریدم آوردمش. این جرمن شپر سیاه، من سیاه دوست نداشتم ولی دیگه مجبور شدیم، چون تو ادا تلفن زد دادیم، زنه از کالیفرنیا آمده بود تو برف و بارون اینا، بالاخره دیدم زشتم هست برش داشتم. الهام خونه مامانم اینا بود، به مامانم گفتم من دارم برای این پاپی میگیرم، بهتون میگم چه ساعتی بیارینش. من پاپی رو آوردم گذاشتم تو چیز آشپزخونه، سینک آشپزخونه، سینک رو باز کردم و مال دست چیز ظرفشویی رو ریختم روش رو شروع کردم شستنش. شستم آب آمد. این پاپی شد خاکستری روشن. دیگه الهام که اومد یه پاپی خوشگه فلافی خوشگه. حالا حکایت ماست، حتی اگر یکی پرکتیس نکنه که shame on them if they don't، فقط شنیدنش یه اتفاق تو وجود آدم میافته مثل پاپی شستن. هی ریپیتیشن و چیز. حالا نیافته، 10 سال بعد یک اوکازیونی پیش میاد، یه دفعه میافته نجاتت میده، یا مثلا هر چیزی. برای من که اینطوری بوده همیشه.
اینو گفتم که یعنی هممون امیدوار باشیم، امیدی رو وارد یا موضوع نکنیم. منظورم
تمام زندگی چه راه بوده. I still like practice. I still don't find myself above it all. Yeah, as long as we live in the body, remember that. Ramana spent years and years and years selfishly quiet. And even if we came out of the silence, he did not present himself all the time to people. Why? Because he felt not prompted to lose himself. I'm not sure he could have, but I'm just saying. So, as long as we are in the body, we have to be vigilant and watchful with our practices. And if somebody comes, whether stand there and says, I'm self-realized, and I can help you to be self-realized, I would immediately leave the room. Because as long as you are in the body, you need to stay. Have it your priority. Have it your priority. Now, I know for a fact Ramana was the only person I really can say he was self-realized, meaning that without having to return, still he had a little bit of return. When I read his life story, I see it. I see how he cried for his mother when his mother had some bad illnesses, and he prayed to Arunachala that she stays alive. I see how much care he gave when his cow was dying. So the body has its own sentiment. So he had a trace of humanity. And for myself, I don't know if I'm self-realized or not. It doesn't have... It doesn't have any importance to me.
But what is self-realization?
I really don't know. The reason I say Ramana, because his teachings are extraordinary and it tallies with my inner teaching. There are very few in this world that really sits in my heart and it really tallies with what I have been gotten from inside. So I call them self-realized because I don't know any other words. Mm-hmm. for, in my case, I don't know. Maybe Ramana can come and tell me if I am or not. Like I say about him. Ramana, by the way. I don't know. It doesn't matter. We are the way we are.